Jack Wilshere has Iwobi to his right, and he's going to use him. Iwobi's cross came to Alexis, who's not giving up on it yet.
Welcome to EPL 1300, presented by Lina's Irish Pub.
Here's an opportunity, Gundogan. Here's De Bruyne on his left foot. De Bruyne! Oh, what a goal! What a response! He thumped it into the back of the net. That's how you respond to being fouled like that by Dele Alli.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
Lots of speed. This could cap it off for Palace. Zachary Sacco!
Now here's the host of EPL 1300, Matthew Lawrence and Collie Taylor.
Hello, hello there, hello.
Lauro.
And Michael Sean O'Shea. Who are these guys? Lauro and Michael Sean O'Shea, that's who they are. Or Matthew Lawrence and Sean C. But don't let that out.
No, we're not those same guys.
We're not. We're totally different in these roles.
That's right.
Am I Batman and you're Robin?
You are the older crime fighter and I am your mentee.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. It's not where I was going with that.
Some weird stuff goes on with Batman and Robin.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's a different show. That's the Marvel Hour or whatever it is. It's actually DC.
DC Hour, yeah.
Welcome, everybody.
Guess that make Collie Superman?
Probably.
Yeah.
He would be. Hello, Collie. We miss you, mate. Wait, the mate thing
became
was
Australian.
Yeah, because he spent a lot of time in Australia. I'm trying to get everything in here.
Howdy.
Yeah, well, EPL 1300, right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. As I said, we've got a lot to talk about. Man City, the argument has started already, and we still have a long way to go because they have things left to accomplish. But we will talk about, is this possibly the greatest side in English Premier League history? Because that's the route they're going right now. We'll talk about that in a little while. We'll also, as we always do, give you a recap of what happened last weekend and into the week. And again, we'll talk about what's coming up. And again, there's games like every day, except they get a break for Christmas this weekend and Christmas Eve. Which is nice. It's nice of the league to do that.
The NFL doesn't give them off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Unbelievable. What is it? 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock, I think, NFL.
4 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Christmas Day, and I think a normal schedule Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
No Sunday night game Christmas Eve.
Well, that's nice. Go be with your kids, but come back tomorrow. all right. But first of all, we seemingly have some big news. As you know, if you listen to the show, we talk about FC Cincinnati. Even though we love the people in Louisville too, Cincinnati has become our focus on this show. We had Jeff Birding on last week, the president and general manager. And we talked about the upcoming expansion vote for MLS. And we were just very hopeful that Cincinnati was going to be there trying to get to 28 teams. They're going to add 4 at some point in the next couple of years. And we were hoping Cincinnati was going to be selected this time around. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Nashville, it's being reported by Sports Illustrated. Nashville is the city that has been chosen to come on board first. Let's forget about Cincinnati for a second, Michael, and talk about Nashville. Is it weird to be called Michael? Does anybody?
No, nobody's called me Michael in over 20 years.
Oh, so this is good. Brings back some memories.
Over 30 years. Yeah. I'm old.
Yeah. No, you're not. So it brings back some memories. Yes. I don't know if they're good or bad.
Takes me back to kindergarten.
Oh, boy. all right. Thoughts on Nashville. I think it's great. We kind of knew Nashville would be one of the two teams.
Yeah, I think Nashville's a great up and coming sports market. I mean, they've got the Titans there, and if they can support the Titans for 10 years of Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, and
well, more importantly, the Preds.
And the Predators, yes. They are bonkers over the Preds.
Hugely successful.
And hockey and soccer, those fandoms kind of collide. They're it's the young up and coming, the millennials, if you will. Mm-hmm. And Nashville's full of them.
Yeah.
It's a very hip, young, growing city, which is odd in a place like Tennessee for it to be that way. But Nashville's very cosmopolitan now. It's moving on up the ladder of great American cities.
It is.
They deserve a club. I don't deny that they do. It's just, Cincinnati's kind of turning that same way a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll still get it. Maybe they wanted, Nashville and Cincinnati, they would kind of be geographical rivals. The other options are Detroit and Sacramento.
And Miami thrown in the mix.
Yeah, Miami will get there at some point.
That's a very muddy situation.
It's a mess.
With David Beckham, this has been going on for a while now, and he's added apparently some new investors to his team, mm-hmm. But that is very much up in the air. So there's a lot still going on. Here's what happened with Nashville. In 2009, this is when this really all started with MLS. 27,000 people showed up. The U.S. played Trinidad and Tobago in a World Cup qualifying game. There's a fan group that started called Nashville FC, which was a fourth division club, and it drew 2,000 fans to its first match to a fourth division club, which is pretty low on the totem pole.
Yeah, it's very low on the totem pole.
And then in 2016. They sold the trademarks to the ownership group to bring a bid, a second division USL club, which is where FC Cincinnati is now, to Nashville. They changed it to Nashville SC, I guess soccer club.
Yeah, because
and they're starting play in 2018. So they're going to have a feeder team in Nashville. Nashville got into it kind of late, but they had 47,000 people in 2017 for the men's national team Gold Cup match against Panama, and 56,000 people showed up for a friendly between our Spurs and Man City 3 weeks later.
I remember that Gold Cup match against Panama, and that was a wild crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, they were...
They're like
into
Preds
it, enthusiastic.
Fans.
They're
insane.
They're a rabid crowd, rabid fan base.
And then just this past November, the city council for Nashville approved a stadium funding deal. So everything happened here. It's not downtown, this stadium, but it's very close to downtown. People coming from all different directions can get to it. And the Nashville population growth, all the people are moving to the suburbs there. So this is a good fit.
I didn't realize Nashville was a smaller city than Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
I
knew the Cincinnati metro was huge.
Right.
And I guess they're counting that because.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. They're talking about the fact that MLS looked at the Preds games. They're pretty sure they can recreate this. Look, you're going to have a bunch of people in scarves drinking and going to soccer matches. Sounds like England.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The tickets are going to be fairly expensive. But how about this? Nashville has a higher income per capita than Detroit, Sacramento, and Cincinnati. And there's a ton of Fortune 500 companies there. And like, we don't care about stuff like that, but MLS cares about stuff like that.
Yeah, and like I said, Nashville is, there are a lot of Fortune 500 companies moving. It's becoming a mini tech, tech location. A lot of tech companies are moving in down there.
Yeah. The ownership group, very, very wealthy. Not a lot of sports connections, but very, very wealthy. But there's also the Wilf family, W-I-L-F.
Yeah, that you know sounds who very they familiar. Are? Very yeah. familiar name.
They own the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. So Mark Wilf is on the Vanderbilt Board of Trustees. He started talking to, I think it John Ingram yeah. is a billionaire who is the head of this group. So Ingram and Wilf started talking when they were sitting on the board of trustees of Vanderbilt, and they started talking about maybe we can invest in an MLS team. This is kind of the same way you and I do business, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of the same way.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
Except we
except
operate
for the money part.
We operate on the $100 levels.
$10
level.
Yeah.
depends on the day of the week.
Yeah. Okay. And how many bills you just paid.
If it's right after payday, we can do the hundreds.
Yeah. All right. So Nashville. Now, nobody seems to know what's going to happen right now because there are so many different ways this could go. Talking about Miami and that situation, they've been dying to get a MLS franchise there. Nashville has a USL team ready to play and the stadium deal done, so they're in. Sacramento and Cincinnati both have USL teams that are very successful, and they have some quality players, some MLS quality players. So we're trying to figure out if MLS is going to have one of these new expansion teams play in 2019 instead of 2020. They're hoping to get four teams by 2020 is the goal.
Yeah, and it's pretty much now a guarantee Nashville's in.
Right.
They really want that Miami market just
right.
because of the large Hispanic population down there.
Right.
They need a football club.
Right.
If you ask me, the one that gets left out is Detroit. I think Cincinnati and Sacramento get the other two bids. I think Detroit gets left out. But Detroit has everything as far as sports goes. So,
But I don't. I could be wrong. Sacramento, I get totally.
Yeah.
West Coast market. Mm-hmm. And I think they would support. And they wouldn't be thinking of them if they didn't think they could support.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. But and Sacramento only has the Kings.
Right.
So there's not much competition for sports ticket dollars.
Sacramento Bees, don't forget.
Well, I don't know what those are.
Don't they have a AAA team?
I'm sure they have a minor league baseball team.
We'll figure it out. But that's why it would be shocking if it's not Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I mean, we heard Jeff Birding say last week that there are people in Cincinnati. One of the people around him with FC Cincinnati is from Birmingham, England. Mm-hmm. We heard Jeff say that she said to him, this reminds me of English Premier League football. The crowds, the excitement, everything about it. So hopefully in the coming however long, we'll hear that Cincinnati has an MLS team.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they don't get one of the bids.
Yeah. All right. Okay. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about maybe you want to talk about Man City and these records that they're approaching?
Yeah, because it's getting absurd.
It's been absurd for a little while.
It's almost beyond the pale. I've seen them several times against some of the higher flight clubs, and they're a light year ahead of everybody else.
Yes. All right. We'll do that. Lauro and Michael, Sean O'Shea here on EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, brought to you by Linus. 7:30 Saturday morning. Let's see. I know Everton and... Meanwhile, we got to talk about our guy, Sam Allardyce.
Yeah.
And Everton.
He's got him rolling, man.
He says, a dire situation when he arrived is now comfortable.
Everton and Chelsea is the 7:30
game. Everton Chelsea, 7:30 at Linus. Great breakfast, and then, of course, the rest of the games that day. All right, we'll be right back. It's ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favourite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Hello again. Hello again. I don't know. Don't ask me.
You surprised me.
It just comes out.
I knew it was coming and you surprised me still.
Lauro and Michael Sean O'Shea here. EPL 1300. All right. So we talked about Nashville and Cincinnati and MLS. Okay. Now let's move to the thing we love the most in the world of soccer.
Sam Allardyce?
Love Big Sam.
I do. He's my favorite guy.
But we're not talking about him.
Okay.
Everton is now comfortable. Careful, Sam. But, I mean, they are so far out of the relegation zone now, which is what Sam does. Anyway, I just said we're not talking about
All right. Let's talk about Man City.
Okay. So here's the deal with Manchester City. The deal is, back in August when the EPL season started, their first match, Manchester City victory.
Mm-hmm.
That's one win. Second match, Everton. What? A 1-1 draw with Everton? Everton took a point from Man City.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody, or at least I thought, well, Man City's good, but maybe they're not as good as I thought.
Yeah.
Wrong. Wrong.
And this was Everton before Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, this
up.
Was when Everton was kind of crappy.
Yes. Crappy's being generous.
Yeah.
Okay. So there they sit. They've won a game. They've had a draw. And then they've had 16 wins in a row.
That's right.
It's not unbeaten in 16. It's 16 wins in a row. They've given up 1 point the entire EPL season. Even when you say it, it's just...
It's absurd.
It's unbelievable.
Absolutely absurd.
So now I didn't know about this game, but I did some reading about it, and it was one of the most famous games in EPL history. Took place on the 9th of December in 1967. It was called the Ballet on Ice. This is another one of the reasons why this is sport is just the greatest. I mean, really, the descriptions, not just the way the play-by-play and color guys do it, which are brilliant, every mm-hmm. match.
Yeah.
But this is how they describe it in history, the Ballet on Ice. The pitch was frozen, and Man City beat Tottenham 4-1, and that game is very famous in EPL history. So 50 years ago, and now this team... that Man City team was amazing. Now they're talking about this Pep Guardiola team as possibly, we'll see by the end of the season, maybe the best team ever in the Premier League. Now that's going some, but we'll have to see.
I'm trying to think who are, because I've only been watching since the mid-90s, I guess. And I'm trying to think who you know, those Chelsea clubs are always good. Man United is always good. Some Arsenal clubs back in the early 2000s.
Yes.
Were fantastic. But I've never seen anything like
this. They're different teams. They've already gotten to some pretty impressive milestones during this season. They're the first team since 53 and 54 since that season. The first team since then to beat Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man United, and Tottenham before Christmas. Since 53 and 54.
Oh, man.
When, of course, the Wolves did it.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Well, you knew that. And they're these are the games they have coming up at home. They have a home game, home match with Bournemouth, and then they're away to Newcastle United and Crystal Palace. Even though Crystal Palace has really...
Crystal Palace is on a 7-game unbeaten streak as well.
This is another one of the more remarkable stories this season, after they couldn't score a goal for 7 games, I think it was. They are out of the relegation zone now, which is pretty cool.
They're up in 14th now. They jumped out of the relegation zone into 14th in a matter of like a month.
Yeah. Very, very impressive. Now, the record, they've won 16 in a row. Chelsea, the record for wins in a Premier League season is 30, which happened last year.
Right.
As Chelsea won the title.
Oh, I think they're going to obliterate
that. They have 17 victories already. So they have 20 matches left, and they have to win 14 of the remaining 20 to have that record.
Yeah, I don't see that being an issue.
No. No. You could probably get some pretty good money on that. Chelsea also has the record for 95 points in a season, total points. And that was in 2004 and 2005 under my favorite guy, not Mourinho, when Mourinho was leading that club. He is such a... I watched those interviews again this past weekend with him. He's such a... I don't even know what the word is.
Yeah, he's...
He's a buzzkill.
Yeah.
He's just... every time now, when I see him, when they say, let's go to... When Rebecca Rebecca Lowe says...
It's an odd career move for Rebecca Lobo.
Yeah. When Rebecca Lowe says, let's hear from Jose Mourinho. I automatically mute it and look at Twitter till he's done. I can't stand him. Anyway, that's just how I am. Here's another thing they got going for him. 44 goal differential. Plus 44.
Jeez.
Plus four. They've scored 44 more goals in how many games have they played? 18.
Yeah, 18 games, 44.
They've outscored goals. Their opponents by 44 goals.
Jeez.
And you know Man U and Chelsea, the two teams chasing them?
Yeah.
That's the same as the two of them combined in goal differential. These are the kind of things you look at and you go, whoa, wait a minute. No, this is impossible.
Yeah, I mean, this is the 27 Yankees.
Good one. Yeah.
I mean,
that's who they are.
That's the way it's shaken out to be. And the 27 Yankees lost, 50 games.
How about the undefeated Miami Dolphins? Maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. The Big Red Machine.
Although I bet they had some close games.
Yeah, I would imagine. Nah, and
like, they're blowing everybody out. They won 2-1 and everybody freaked out.
Yeah.
it's so.
Now they've got a couple of tough stretches there. They've got back-to-back against Arsenal, followed by Chelsea.
Coming up?
In February.
Yeah.
And end of February, 1st of March. But, and then they've got another, the repeat match with United in April.
Yeah.
And followed by Tottenham. So, I mean, there are a couple of tough stretches in there, but if they keep playing the way they're playing, nobody's going to approach them. I mean, they just destroyed Spurs. A really
quality
Spurs.
We've gone
team.
Almost half the show, and you had to bring that up.
I tried
to go the whole show without that.
You know, it just proves how good they are. Now, the Man U, the Battle of Manchester.
Right.
It was a close match score-wise.
2-1.
2-1.
But not
close at all.
Right.
They dominated the pitch.
Right.
Just the whole time. The Man United goal was pretty close following a City goal, and they just caught them back on their heels a little bit and then snuck one in. But that was a Man City just domination. Just like every other match that I've watched of them this season. I didn't see the Everton match. I'm guessing Everton scored a lucky goal.
Probably.
And
maybe even an own goal or something.
Yeah. But it's just, it's ridiculous. And everything's going right for them. They're hitting all their transfers. Not all their transfers, but a lot of their transfers are doing well. They're spending a lot of money on him.
Yeah.
But they're getting the right guys in.
Yep.
And a lot of that's down to Guardiola. I think I'm pronouncing his name right.
He's very cool.
He's a very cool guy. He wears his big giant scarves. He looks like Lenny Kravitz
patrolling
the sideline with his humongous scarves. And, you know, he knows what guy needs to go where. And he tells the people to go out. This is the guy we need. Go out, get him. And they spend.
Right.
But unlike some of the other clubs that are spend, they're hitting it 9 times out of 10. They're getting the right guy. Yep. So, I don't know if they'll lose a match the rest of the year.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think
now we got a long way to go again.
I think United might get them.
We have 20 matches to go. So,
and we're almost halfway through. This
we season. Are halfway.
One more match will be one halfway more through. Match.
Right. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll do a little wrap up of last week and. Then we'll do a little look ahead at what's coming up starting Saturday. Do we have any Friday matches this week? No.
I don't believe so.
Hold on. I'll tell you in a second. Yes.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah. Arsenal-Liverpool.
Oh, well, nah. What's that? That's not a good match. Nobody wants to watch Arsenal-Liverpool.
2:45 our time.
Yeah.
So on Friday in the afternoon.
Bet you can go take your lunch late. Go over to Linus. They're going to have that on. Get yourself a burger.
Yeah. Oh, and a Guinness.
And a Guinness.
Yeah. Just one, though. Because
just one.
Lunch.
Yeah. You don't want to go back to work.
Late
sloshed.
Lunch. That was a great match.
Boy, what a delicious burger they have over there at Linus.
Liverpool. All right. Lauro and Michael Sean O'Shea, otherwise known as Maddie and Shawnee. I don't know. EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favourite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
You're always after me, Lucky Charms.
All right, stop that. That hurts. Hello. Well, hello there. There, that's
there.
Not
that's less
that's
over
not
the top.
A Lucky Charms.
No, it's when you go gun. When you go up that half
when
register.
You talk like this.
Yeah, I got the peanuts.
Well, hello there. Welcome back. It's EPL 1300. 1300.
1300.
13. Right, Collie? Collie, we miss you, Collie.
He's put some boots on the highway.
You're making up like stuff that he just throws out and we all go, wait, what is that?
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that's not good.
They make sense when he says them. They don't make sense when I make them
It's
up.
Just because of his accent. It doesn't really make sense.
It just sounds.
Although he did say something to me once that's a great phrase that I can't use on the air. All right. Let's do a little recap of what happened since last time. Lauro and Michael Sean O'Shea were on the air. Last Saturday, in the matches Saturday, we're going to highlight a couple of these. For example, at Leicester City, Crystal Palace 3, or let's do it the way they do it there. They start with the home team. Leicester City 0, Crystal Palace 3. Still sounds weird. To me.
It really
does. But that's how they do it. Roy Hodgson, you got to give this guy a lot of credit too.
You know, he may be doing more impressive things than what
Sam is doing
in Everton, because Crystal Palace was a dumpster fire.
Yeah. They were done.
They didn't score a goal for what, 8 matches?
Either
seven
or eight.
I think they scored in their 8th match.
Right.
And now they are up in 14th
place with 17 points. Now, the bottom of the table is Swansea at 20th. They're done. They may as well pack their stuff now and move down.
We said that about Palace?
No.
Swans are.
No, they're done. They have 12 points. West Brom has 14 points. They're done.
Yeah, they're lousy as well.
And Newcastle sits in 18th place with 15 points. Stoke 16, Bournemouth 16, but ahead on goal differential.
Yeah.
West Ham has 17 points, and then Palace has 17. So they're really only 2 points.
Yeah, it's not great, but after the way they started, just being out of, I didn't think they would leave the bottom three
right.
the whole season.
Yeah.
I think they make it. I think West Ham or Stoke are going to drop down and take that spot. I think Newcastle's going to survive. Barely.
Me too. Yeah.
But West Ham and Stoke, I think one of those two is going to be the third.
Okay. So Crystal Palace 3-0. And they won on the road at Leicester. And I watched that whole match, and I'm still a Leicester fan because of what they did a couple years ago at 5,000-1.
Yeah.
Which is still arguably, there are people that think arguably it's the greatest team victory in any sport.
I wouldn't disagree. I mean, the most,
me too,
the most shocking, greatest
5,000-1.
I mean, it makes Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson look like,
correct,
look right, like nothing,
like a done deal before, yeah, the fight. Christian Benteke has been fantastic. God, he's big.
Yeah.
He's just huge. He's really good. They have some pieces in place there now, and they're playing with some verve, as we like to say.
And they had not scored in their past 10 away matches.
Yeah.
And then they dropped 3 on Leicester.
There's definitely something going on there.
They've got something brewing. Maybe they'll get in the top half by the end of the season.
All right, let's not go nuts. Arsenal 1, Newcastle nip. Nip?
Nip?
Nil.
Oh.
I'm thinking of a little nip of eggnog, I think, is what I'm thinking. Brighton.
Good save.
And thanks. Brighton and Burnley, nil-nil. Chelsea 1, Southampton nil. Here's a good one. Huddersfield Town, the team that I predicted was going to win the EPL at the beginning of the year.
The Huds.
Just up from relegation.
Yeah.
With a really good win at Watford. I mean, yeah, 4-1.
That is really good, because Watford's not a bad team.
Watford sits ninth.
Yeah. I mean,
right now.
They're good in Huddersfield. Where are they? They're
11th.
Yeah, they're right in the middle.
They have 21 points. But the interesting thing is they have a goal differential of minus 14.
Yeah.
So they've been outscored by 14 goals, but they're in 11th place and moving up after this.
Yeah, and they're pretty much, unless they just crash and burn in the second half, they're going to survive another season.
Yeah.
They'll make that bank for being in the EPL for another year. Who knows what'll happen after that, but they're making a strong showing for themselves.
And let's not forget that they only made it up to the Premier League, and it's their first season in the EPL.
Mm-hmm.
They won that playoff final in May. But they have 6 wins already, and everybody thinks you need 12 wins to stay out of the relegation zone. They've beaten Crystal Palace, Newcastle, Man United.
Yeah, that was a...
Ha, ha, ha. West Brom and Brighton. And these are all teams, you know, Brighton sits in 13th. They're only 3 points out of this relegation stuff is going
to
be.
They played Man City to 2-1.
I know.
They lost 2-1 to Man City, yeah, and they should have lost 14-0.
Right. So we'll see what happens. Okay. And the other one I wanted to talk about, well, West Ham 3, Stoke City 0, and then, of course, Man City 4, Spurs 1. Okay, on Sunday, Man United beat West Brom 2-1. Stop! 2-1. And then the Reds, Liverpool, beat Bournemouth 4-0. And then on Monday, our guy, Sam Allardyce, leads Everton to a 3-1 win over
the Swans,
who who suck.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and just say who's playing this week, and then we'll get out of here.
All right.
All right. We'll be back. It's ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favourite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Hello again.
What's up, Conway
hello
Twitty?
Hello there.
Hello, darling.
Conway Twitty.
Hey, you want, anytime anybody says, well, hello, in a deep voice, it's either Conway Twitty or, you know, some creepy phone call guy.
Well, hello again.
Better.
All right. All right. Let's look, before we get out of here, what's coming up. There are some interesting matchups this week. Friday.
Mm. That's the big one of the weekend.
Arsenal and Liverpool. That will be a really interesting match. I still never know what I'm going to get. As well as Liverpool is playing, I still don't know. I just figured they're going to score 6 goals and maybe give up 5 or something.
I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah, and I like that. I like that wide open style.
And these are both top half teams,
right?
Actually, they're right outside the top four. I think Liverpool is fourth and Arsenal's fifth.
Yeah. Well, I can't talk about any of this because did you see where our Spurs are sitting?
Yeah, they dropped way down,
seventh.
Yep.
Ugh.
But you know the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, they're all within a point or two.
I just don't like to see a number 7 next to the Spurs.
No.
All right.
Liverpool is in fourth at 34, Arsenal 33, Burnley 32, Tottenham 31. So 4, 5, 6, 7 separated by 3 points.
Yeah. So we get one win, we get 3 points, and we jump up again. All right. So that's Friday, Arsenal, Liverpool. Saturday, Everton and Chelsea at Everton.
Everton's winning this match.
Big home win.
Everton's winning this match.
Oh, I wish I could be a training
two for Rooney.
This game. Two?
Two for Rooney. Rooney.
Okay. Hashtag two for Rooney.
And you can watch both Arsenal and Liverpool and Everton Chelsea. Those will be on probably every TV over at Linus.
Yes. Okay. Brighton and Watford, Man City and Bournemouth, Southampton and Huddersfield. Keep going, Huddersfield.
Yeah. City's winning 6-1, Huddersfield 1-0.
Okay. Stoke City and, by the way, I got every game right last week.
Did you?
Yeah, every single one.
Hmm.
All right.
May have to go back and check the tape on that one.
Well, you can. That's all right. Stoke City and West Brom at Stoke. I'm going to say a 1-1 draw in that match.
And I don't think either team's scoring. No. They're both
okay,
terrible.
Nil-nil, maybe.
Yeah.
The Swans and Crystal Palace. No way.
Yep, Palace. Palace gets another one on the road.
Yes. West Ham and Newcastle. Eh.
There's a lot of dud matches this week, aren't there?
Burnley and the Spurs. And it's at Burnley, who's playing well, and I have no idea what's going to happen in this match. Yeah,
this is a tough. Burnley is the team in sixth.
Yeah.
Burnley is a point up on Spurs.
This is a huge match.
I think Spurs take this one.
You do?
I think Spurs take it 2-1.
All right. I hope you're right. I'll agree with you 2-1.
One for Kane,
also.
One for Son.
Okay. All right.
Leicester. At least into. Well, you know, Liverpool and Arsenal are playing. So
yeah.
They draw. Say they draw 1-1. That could put Spurs back up into fifth.
I like that scenario. Yeah. Leicester City at home to Man U.
Yeah.
2-2.
I think United takes this. 3-1. Right.
Tuesday, because obviously.
That's right. Nothing happening on Sunday or Monday.
Right. Because of Christmas. unlike the NFL.
they're all going to the pantomime.
I did that one year, actually.
Did you?
Really cool. Southampton at the Spurs. We got a busy few days here.
Yeah.
A lot of these teams. I'm taking the Spurs.
Yep.
West Ham at Bournemouth. I don't care. Brighton and at Chelsea. Chelsea.
Chelsea takes it.
Stoke City at Huddersfield. Huddersfield.
Yeah, the Huds.
The Hud. Burnley at Man U. Man U has to win that game.
I think Burnley pulls a draw.
Oh. Leicester City at Watford. I'm taking Watford.
Yep.
Everton at West Brom.
Everton.
An away win Everton. For Sam.
Everton may not lose again.
And are they playing Swansea every week?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very high on Sam Allardyce.
And Swansea at Liverpool. Obviously, Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool. I think Everton's going to be the team to beat Man City. I don't know when the match is. I'd have to look ahead, but Everton's going to beat Man City.
Whoever it is.
I'm putting money on it. I'm putting money on
it.
I'm calling my
your
what? I don't have.
You don't have a bookie. No,
I don't have a bookie.
You don't.
It's Mike Cameron.
Yeah. Okay. Wednesday, Man City at Newcastle.
City. And maybe I'm wrong about Newcastle. Maybe they're going down further into the.
All right. Well, actually, that game we have next week. We're not really sure yet when EPL 1300 will be on because we have all these bowl games and we'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
So we'll just stop with Tuesday with the matches there. Okay. As always, once again, Collie's still in Ireland, taking care of some family stuff. He's a very good son.
Yeah, he is.
We'll put it that way. We miss you, Collie. We hope you get back soon. I miss your ugly mug.
He has a little credibility to this show.
A little?
A little credibility.
A little?
Yeah, not much.
By the way, I don't
want him to get a big head.
He's already got a big
That's
head.
True.
He's got that big Irish
That's
head.
True. He's one of the only people in this building that has a bigger melon than I do.
Yeah, he makes yours look tiny.
Mm-hmm.
by the way, Collie, your buddy Paul McShane, who 2.5 months ago promised us jerseys. I'm wearing mine right now. It looks great.
It does. It really is fancy.
Maybe you ought to check with Paul, see what happened.
Look good. It looks good over your shirt and tie.
Yeah, thanks. Ask him if he has a tracking number on that. All right. We'll see all of you next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Linus, as always, our great partner over there.
Get out there. Get out there Friday. Have breakfast tomorrow. Or not breakfast. Have a nice lunch and watch Liverpool and Arsenal.
Late lunch and then Saturday morning at 7:30.
Go
have breakfast.
And Chelsea.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Michael. That's you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah. All right. We'll see you all next week. It's EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.